See, I made a mistake. When I was married to Estelle, video cams had just come out. Nowadays, they're pretty specialized. You know, they fit in the palm of your hand. And when they first came out, they were a little complicated. And in order to have a monitor, you had to wire it into the TV set. So like an idiot, I do it the first time myself. I got this big, clunky video camera, and I got it sitting on a TV, and I'm trying to, you know, FM antenna out, this switch out, that switch in. Estelle's like, "Will you get it?" I said, "Well, wait a minute here." And I look at the monitor, and there it is on the TV. I said, "Move around a little bit. Juggle a ta-ta or two." And she did. She said, "I can see myself on TV. This is great. We can adjust it around, and we can watch ourselves making love." I said, "I don't have it hooked up for 10 seconds. Already you want to videotape the Bombays or something." I said, "I tell you what, I gotta run off to work, but when I come back, we'll make our movie." So I get to work, and everybody's gathered around the TV when I get in there. I said, "What's y'all watching?" They said, "Look at this, look what's coming over the cable." And I look, and it's my living room. There's Estelle with some stranger, and they're looking at each other on the TV, making love. And I'm thinking, "My God, what an idiot. I must have somehow got the cable wire hooked in there, and now I'm feeding it down a community access channel." And everybody at work is like, "Hey, wait a minute, ain't that your house? Ain't that your couch?" And I'm looking at it, and that is Estelle? Isn't that her Bombay? I'm like, "My God!" I think to myself, I get outside and I fishtail out of there. I go hot footing at home. By the time I get there, I just hear the screen door slamming in the back. Footsteps taking ass across the porch. There's Estelle still speckled. I took off my jacket and I threw it over the camera. I said, "My God, that's down! We're ruined! Ruined in this neighborhood. I'm ruined at my job." She said, "What?" "Oh, God, how could you? At least wipe your face off while you're talking to me, Estelle. Would you do that much for me?" She said, "You know, Nino, I got a call from the cable company. They've offered to pay me $1,500 a week." I said, "Before tax or after tax?" It's up.